Asia, the largest of all the Earth's continents. It stretches from the equator to beyond the Arctic Circle. This is a continent of extremes. Here, temperatures can drop to below minus 60 degrees Celsius. On land, survival is almost impossible. But for a few weeks in summer, the ice melts and the coast is transformed. This is one of the biggest gatherings of mammals to be found anywhere on Earth. In this show, we'll follow the personal struggles of three animal mums-to-be. These mums are trying to give birth to some of the rarest babies on the planet. So you could say the stakes are fairly high. Gentle giant Behan has to endure a grueling two-day labour.
We are starting to get concerned with her.
And feisty tamarin Eulalia may attack her own newborns.
We're very worried about the babies when they come out.
We start with a species famous for being fiendishly hard to get pregnant. And to meet it, I've come to central China, the last stronghold of one of the world's most iconic species. It's charismatic, it's controversial, it's a puzzle, but it's also extremely beautiful. It's the giant panda. This city, Chengdu, is the nexus, the hub, the worldwide center of panda reproduction. And basically, nobody does it better. If we listen carefully, we can hear the unmistakable sound of an all-new Ford Focus and its B&O premium sound system. There it goes, like a freshly emerged butterfly. It's been completely transformed into something quite beautiful. It's now even sportier and packed full of the latest technology, including wireless charging, head-up display, pothole detecting suspension, Wi-Fi hotspot, and other driver assistance technologies. You can catch this amazing transformation for yourself at the all-new Focus Tech live event from the 7th to the 10th of September at your nearest participating Ford dealer. Some features are options at additional cost. Ford. Together we go further. Three Men in a Boat, Jerome K. Jerome, published 1889. To look at Montmorency, you'd imagine that he was an angel sent upon the earth for some reason withheld from mankind in the shape of a small fox terrier. When first he came to live at my expense, I never thought I should be able to get him to stop long. I used to sit down and look at him as he sat on the rug and looked up at me and think, oh, that dog will never live. He'll be snatched up into the bright skies in a chariot. That is what will happen to him. But when I'd paid for about a dozen chickens that he'd killed and dragged him, growling and kicking by the scruff of his neck, out of 114 street fights, and had a dead cat brought around for my inspection by an irate female who called me a murderer, and learned that the gardener, unknown to myself, had won 30 shillings by backing him to kill rats against time, then I began to think that maybe they'd let her remain on Earth for a little bit longer, after all.